Business in the front, party in the back. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
I can't believe you talking into this music.
This music? It's good music. Hey, everybody. Welcome into show number 57. This is the real number 57, not...
Yes, we claimed it was 57 last week, but yeah. It's actually 57 now.
If you listened last week, we said, this is show 57. But it's not.
Welcome to the Corey and Joel Radio Show, everybody.
That's right, the podcast you need to know.
And if such a thing was possible. This is not the Beatles, it's the Ruddles.
This is a long history.
Yeah.
Probably we don't have time even to get into it.
We really
do. But
don't.
People should go rent that, though.
From the BBC film.
All you need, all is, you cash. Need is cash. Actually, not a BBC film. It was produced by Lorne Michaels.
Oh, okay.
That's why it features the second season cast of SNL.
Oh, well, got it.
Bill Murray, the K.
That's
all
right.
That
they're all in there. Belushi's got a cameo and stuff.
Belushi is in it at the end. It's good.
But Eric Idle's in it, so that threw me.
Yeah, that's good music, though. Go get the Ruddles.
Wow. Here
we'll hear more of that later.
We're a little flustered.
We are a little flustered, but that's okay. We got a big show for you.
Absolutely.
The Oscars are coming up, the Academy Awards.
Such a big moment in my life.
Which number? 78th Academy Awards.
Yeah.
Are coming up this Sunday night. And we've made our predictions, and we'll be going over those because Corey's a professional movie critic.
Sometimes.
Yeah. And he's going to make his predictions, and I will make my predictions. Our guest will make her predictions.
Oh, that's correct.
We'll get to our guest, but our guest is feverishly writing the predictions down. So we're not going to bother. We're going to let her do that. Does she have something to write on?
There you go.
You have a book to write on.
Using the Beatles anthology, oddly enough. Joel's got a clipboard over there.
I have a clipboard, yes. Well, I'm going to write down... Well, I guess I can get your ballots later, and then we'll compare next week and see who won. Here, well, it's been exhausting.
Let me tell you, nothing fills my day up like the Oscars. Let me tell you. That is the number one competitive sport for me. I love it. It's it just all day long. It's that and Project Runway.
Yeah, you love the fashion review.
I watch that, and I watch the Oscars. Oh, Joan and Melissa. I get fired up. I watch the TV Guide channel.
Do you know if that guy is coming back? Who was the guy that felt up Scarlett Johansson?
Isaac Mizrahi.
Is he coming back or not?
That's faggot stuff.
Yeah, that is.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Yeah, I don't know if he's coming back or not.
Isaac Mizrahi is coming back, although the Oscar people themselves, whoever they... That nebulous body that might be known as the Oscar Illuminati. I don't know what the hell they are. They were like, oh, well, he won't be pulling those tricks on our carpet.
Yeah.
Maybe he could take that crap over at the Golden Globes. We're not having some fopped up fashion designer feeling up Scarlett Johansson.
No, not at all.
We save that for the actors who win after the show to feel her up.
Yeah.
Clooney afterwards.
The Oscar people are suddenly like highbrow or something.
Yeah, the Oscars, which is the biggest night of show business whoring you've ever seen in your life. They're going to now be upset because Isaac Mizrahi's feeling up chicks.
And is Jon Stewart going to be any good? He's hosting.
I think Jon Stewart will be good. What do you think?
I think Jon Stewart's funny, but I think he's a little too... I think he's going to take too many digs. It's going to be Dick Cheney shot a guy 500 times. We're going to hear that joke.
And let's face it. I can't get enough of Dick Cheney shooting a guy.
Did we even talk about Dick Cheney shooting a guy
last week?
I think we were busy with Chill last week. That's
this
why.
Show is its own little bubble, and sometimes we get involved in our own little world. And
Dick Cheney shooting a guy didn't...
Look, if there was any comedian on the planet Earth who didn't write a Dick Cheney shot a guy joke...
I did Dick Cheney shot a guy jokes on stage
that
weekend when it happened and the next weekend, but not on this show.
Mondale never put a cap in anybody's ass, and I really think that would have probably helped out the Carter administration. Just start capping people. I mean, really.
But I think that's the joke.
Our guest, really, in rapid speed,
did she actually fill everything out?
Yes, absolutely.
But I think there's going to be a lot of Dick Cheney jokes and a lot of Brokeback Mountain jokes, obviously.
I hate Jon Stewart.
Okay.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Here it comes. I was trying to.
A big time guest to the Corey and Joel radio program.
So big.
We got to get that microphone
fresh
a little bit
gym.
Closer, Corey. Can you adjust that for me, my friend? A little bit closer. There you go.
Okay.
There we are.
Is that good?
There it is. I love it.
Go ahead. Introduce our guest. I'll let
ladies
you
and gentlemen, the, what do we call her? The pundit, the God, you're just you're a woman of so many talents. It's hard to summarize. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Debbie Schlussel is live in studio. Here she is.
Debbie Schlussel is here.
Yes,
from
there she is.
Debbie, what are we plugging you from? What is your?
Well, they could go to my website, DebbieDoesPolitics.com.
Of course.
That's right. No plugging on this show. We just go straight in. No, DebbieDoesPolitics.com.
Well, that's where people know her from.
No, Debbie is actually a national figure of some note. If you're a Stern listener, you've heard her. That's for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you're on Howard.
If you watch Fox and you're under 100, you might have seen her. I got a feeling no one who watches Fox has ever listened to our show, and I'm going to go out on
a limb
and say that.
I don't know.
I just recently found out O'Reilly's demographic is like 65 to dead. So
it
that's
is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Serious?
Oh yeah, yeah. He's the most watched man in cable television.
Cable news
by people who are going to die any moment. You know, O'Reilly will have no audience in like 2008 because they will all have passed away.
But it's those. But
how
that's
do you
why
know
he
he'll still be around too.
Exactly.
That's why he wrote that kids book. He's getting the new generation.
What is Bill
O'Reilly fans?
What kind of punishment? What would you have to do as a kid? Like seriously, like what? How many windows would you have to break on your street to get O'Reilly factor
about,
for kids?
I think a lot of kids would want to hear. Who's looking out for you? The phone sex kids edition.
Exactly. There you go. Oh my God.
That is like maybe could that have sold at all? I mean,
no.
I mean, is that like just?
I think it's like a bestseller. The kids one.
To who? Who bought it though? Kids don't buy it.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's bought, but
parents
you know,
who want to be mean at Christmas time.
It was the
and
don't best
get a good gift.
Purchased least read book
really
of all time. Oh. Maybe I don't know.
I probably sold as many copies as the Brokeback Mountain DVD is going to sell in Afghanistan. So,
okay.
O'Reilly for kids. I mean, seriously, who wanted that?
Not me.
Good.
I'm not a kid.
If you were a kid, I mean, you didn't want to read a book as a kid anyway, right? Probably.
Me?
I know you did.
I read a lot of books.
Joel just started reading books last week. They're all on magic. They're all card tricks.
They're not all on magic. I got other stuff up there. I got a Woody Allen book.
Let's see. Let's look. Flim Flam.
I have Joe Esterhaus's book.
Magic.
Oh, I like Houdini.
Do you like Houdini?
From Appleton, Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have the Houdini music.
He lived there briefly.
For those of you who aren't familiar with Debbie, and you should be, she's a font of knowledge and information.
Why, thank you.
And I met Debbie a couple years ago doing movie reviews.
Yeah.
And we brought her on for her Oscar expertise.
Yeah. In addition to politics, Debbie writes movie reviews.
Debbie
on
has
her site.
A blog that she's a terrorism expert. She she does. That's good.
Well, I'm a conservative commentator. I write up a lot about different things.
Would you say that's your claim to fame, though? That's usually what they bring you on to talk about the
one
most.
One of the things I do a lot of. I've been on ESPN a lot and a lot of the sports shows. I talk a lot about sports.
Have you done cold pizza?
No.
What is with that hot mess of a program? What? Why?
Nobody watches.
Yeah, nobody watches that.
I wouldn't want.
We have more. We have more listeners than cold pizza.
I would that with certainty.
Yeah.
We do. I can guarantee.
But we have Debbie on because we're doing movies, and I'm sure politics will find its way into this.
Oh yeah.
Well, we've already mentioned John Stewart. I mean, I'm looking through here, and all these choices. It's like there's categories where I hate all the movies.
Right.
Because
well,
they're all politically not my cup of tea. I'm a conservative.
This is.
That's my claim to fame.
This is
a
very provocative Oscars. You're absolutely right. There is nothing that.
I have to say, the only movie I like that's mentioned in all of this is The Chronicles of Narnia.
Oh, okay.
It's the only one.
Corey and I pretty much hated that.
This
didn't
was
we?
We this, actually this was my feeling while I was watching.
I like the costume. Ew.
Very painful.
I didn't like the costumes.
Oh, they were horrible.
The fawns and
okay, first of all, that's in a makeup category. Are we going to get right into the Oscars right now?
I don't know. Should we do it? Are you guys ready to do
you didn't
Oscars?
Like those
you guys?
Centaurs and fawns.
I can't believe you did. You filled out your whole Oscar ballot in like 30 seconds. It was
not really science. It's not like rocket science. I mean,
no.
No, but we're all throwing $100 in, and the winner's getting. So
I probably
you're
saw
ready.
As many of these movies.
What?
I probably got. I probably saw more of these movies than the people who actually vote, who are members of the
Academy.
Well,
you do go out, and I see you at critic screenings all the time.
Yeah, so I figured you've seen a lot of them. Corey's seen a lot. I've seen a fair amount. But here's what I want to. This is the actual ballot that we're using is from Oscar.com. So if anyone wants to play along, they can go get this on Oscar.com.
By the way, before we go over them, I just got to add one note, and that is this. A couple of years ago before the Oscars, the Wall Street Journal did this really hilarious front page story the Friday before the Oscars, and it was about
when
Rob
I go
Schneider.
When I want comedy, I go to the Wall Street Journal.
No, but this article, though, is hilarious because it's about Rob Schneider and his efforts to become a member of the Academy.
Really?
Yeah. And the lines in there from Rob Schneider are hilarious because they reject him. And instead, and they told him that he's not a serious enough actor. And then he's talking about the people that are in there who are like Ed Begley Jr., who's busy riding a bike, you know, to fuel his house.
Right.
And
got the electric car.
Are you telling me Black, the star of Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo,
yeah,
is not considered
no,
Hollywood main.
The hot chick like is him. Not in the Academy. It's
yeah,
amazing.
But but Jack Black is in there, and they've mentioned some. They mentioned in the article some other people on that level. Now Jack Black, I mean, come on, Shallow Hal. How is that better than Rob Schneider?
Please don't think I'm going to defend Jack Black's career, but he has been in movies like you know,
King Kong,
Rock the Cradle, or The Cradle Will Fall. He was in that.
And King Kong.
He was in King Kong, sure.
But here's the thing. The article is hilarious, and then he talks about how really the only reason he wanted to join was to get the free DVDs, and he sends them all these like letters about like how pretentious they are to him. It's really funny. I guess you had to be there, but no, I have the article in my files,
really?
And it's just hilarious.
This was the response from the Academy.
Shut up, shut up, shut up!
And by the way,
Jesus Christ, man, what the hell is wrong with you? Please, just shut up!
Well, by the way, just one other thing. 2 years ago at the Oscars, they honored a Nazi, Leni Riefenstahl, the Nazi movie maker.
That is
okay, we'll
true.
Get to that.
Well, there's even just... the Oscars, they do a lot of stuff. Yeah. They're a little cuckoo for that.
Let's yeah. try to not
they
bring
politics. They can honor
politics.
A Nazi, but
no,
they
well,
can't
they...
allow in
this
Rob
is,
Schneider,
you know
the,
what? Look,
the male gigolo.
We're usually, it's all dick and fart jokes over here.
Yeah.
And now today, we're going to get a little serious.
Well, we have, remember, we're very popular in Germany as well.
Oh, that's
and
true.
I'm not making that up, Debbie. If you want to address...
Well, Schneider sounds like a nice Jewish, or German, excuse me, last name.
Yeah, he may very well be German, and maybe that's why he's not honored. I don't know. Let me go here. Here's what we're going to do. I'll pick the first category.
I just can't believe Rob Schneider couldn't get into the Academy with that amazing work he did in 50 First Dates as the guy with
How
one eye.
How about The Animal?
Oh, that was good, too.
Yeah, his movies are real bad. He's like the...
Oh, they're the worst? No, I mean, well, okay, who's worse, him or John Leguizamo? Please, discuss.
Him. John Leguizamo's a little better. Just slight.
Slightly.
John but Rob Schneider's way funnier.
Leguizamo is a movie killer for me. I can't look at that guy.
I think when he's a star, but there's different guys who, when they're stars, suck the life out of stuff.
Yeah, I could see...
And then are good supporting guys.
I could see John Leguizamo in a supporting part that didn't kill me.
Well, he shot Harrison Ford in Regarding Henry.
Really?
That's what I remember him from.
Oh, wow.
He was in it for two
I remember
seconds.
Him from The Pest, which is the worst film you might
okay.
ever see in your
All right,
life.
Let's get to the Oscars.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a category. All I'll right. make... In fact, I'm going to take the first one, and then I'll throw it to you guys.
Okay.
I'll make my prediction
first. Are we
going to
do this in what
we'll
order? Are we going to do this?
Well, I'm going to just start at the top left here, and we'll... I don't know. We'll
That's because
sort of
those are big categories.
Well, I'll pick the first category I want, and then when it's your turn, you pick the
okay.
category you want to
All
do.
Right.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm going to pick leading actor. It's the first one on our list here.
Yeah.
And the nominees are Philip Seymour Hoffman, Capote, Terrence Howard, Hustle and Flow, Heath Ledger and Brokeback Mountain, Joaquin Phoenix in Walk the Line,
Yuck.
Whatever his name is, and yeah. David Strathairn in Good Night and Good Luck. I'm picking Philip Seymour Hoffman Capote. He will win this.
You think so?
In fact, I'm more sure of this than anything else.
Yeah.
Corey, any
well, I am actually going to second you on that one. I briefly considered Joaquin Phoenix.
All right.
Because he's got a big ad budget behind him. That's
yeah,
one thing.
Yeah, they advertise a movie every 2 seconds on TV.
They
now the
are
DVD's
pimping
out
that out. Well, I will give Joaquin, though, if they're going to give out an alternative Oscar, I would give him Best Performance by a Hair Lip. I
really?
Really? I think his...
Stacey Keach is nominated this
yeah,
year?
You know, I figure that you're probably right. I mean, with the 60 Minutes piece on
really?
Capote.
Yeah. Hoffman was on 60 Minutes
Seymour
last week.
Here's
I mean,
the thing.
That was a total, you know, whole advertisement
yeah,
for him.
It was kissing his ass.
I think it was a great performance because I hated every moment of him.
Well,
He really was repellent and disgusting. And
you're probably right, though. You're probably right he's going to win. I didn't vote for him, though.
Yeah.
The movie was very boring. Well, who's your... Now, was this your prediction?
No, I mean,
what
I
is
predict
your prediction?
You're right.
Did you vote with your heart?
I voted with who I want to win.
Okay.
And who did you pick to
well,
win?
Well, I mean, you know, like, I didn't really like any of these choices because I don't like any of these movies that much. But the best one I like, the one I like the most out of these is Good Night and Good Luck. So that's... And
okay.
I thought he was a really good actor,
so
David Strathairn.
David... Okay. So it's a,
I would... Yeah. You know...
I thought he was good.
I'm with... Look, Demi and I differ on politics extraordinarily.
Okay.
But I'm kind of with her on the Oscar picks this year. Yeah, we'll get into it.
We'll
dig we'll
get into it.
It.
Yeah, these movies are generally horrible, and we'll pick them out one by one.
Do you think
one.
Terrence Howard has any chance of an outside shot at this? Because no one saw Hustle and Flow.
I mean, look at who the choices are. A gay guy from Canada, a gay whatever journalist from Canada.
Yes.
A pimp, a gay guy who's a cowboy, Johnny Cash, who was in jail, and an ACLU spokesperson. So, I mean, that's not really good choices there.
Well,
so
David,
I voted for the
Edward
evil
R. Murrow was not an ACLU spokesperson.
I know, but you know, this movie was attended in Royal Oak by a lot of ACLU people. So,
here comes the ACLU bashing.
Okay. All right. Well, let me just say, I think,
but he was a good actor.
Capote will win.
Him.
The movie itself kind of was very boring. It wasn't bad. It was dull and not really all that cinematic. It was sort of like a play on film. And it was
so
very
you're telling
dull.
Me the authentic homo will beat the cowboy homo.
Well, yeah, the historically accurate homo, which was Capote,
sure,
is going to beat the imaginary
homo. It's a good performance, though, because he really did play Capote, who was a miserable, sniveling shit, and he played him well.
But yet, at the same time, there's no reason I would suggest for anyone to see Capote.
It's
kind
slow
of a dorm
bald.
In fact, Rent, I told people this already on the show, didn't I say to just go ahead and rent In Cold Blood, the old movie?
That's a good
with
movie.
Robert Blake.
That's a good movie,
because
yes.
It's a better telling of that story. Anyway, go ahead, Corey. You pick a category.
Okay, I'm
Robert
pick...
Blake was in a movie?
He was in Cold Blood. That's how he got,
was. Yeah. Actually, Robert Blake was a good
and he was
Beretta?
Really good in that. Yeah.
Beretta?
No, it was before Beretta. It was his first movie, I think his first adult role.
I think it was 66, I want to say.
66, 67. Good movie. Anyway.
And go look for Electric Glide in Blue, another good Robert
Blake. My favorite
movie.
Role he played was People versus Robert Blake.
Well, that was good, too. He gave great performances.
Pick a category.
I'm going to go with documentary next for my next
documentary.
Category.
Documentary? Who cares about... Okay,
well,
go ahead.
It's a... You know, I'm going to go with... I was going to go with sound editing, but I wanted something relevant.
Okay,
documentary feature. Now, this is a tough one. I did not see Darwin's Nightmare, so I don't know anything about that. Then there's Enron, Smartest Guys in the Room.
Yeah.
March of the Penguins, Murder Ball, and then Street Fight. Now, the question is...
I don't know what Street Fight is.
I didn't see any of these.
You didn't see any of these.
But you know the guys in the wheelchair.
Okay, now, I got a feeling... Now, this is the question. This is why I picked this category. This is how we test how liberal the Hollywood community really is.
Now, I know what you're going to say.
People are accusing these movies of being, like, the most liberal films ever, and it's, like, a big... And I kind of agree. I think Murder Ball was the best movie, but I think the goddamn Penguins are going to win.
Okay.
So I don't think
how
Hollywood...
How is a Penguin a liberal thing?
It's not. It's the safe one. And so I think this will test spine of the Academy.
You think they're going to vote Enron because they hate...
Yeah, see, that's what I thought you were going to say. Is they were
I think they're going to pick...
I don't think they will. I think they'll puss out and they'll vote for the freaking cutesy Penguins.
I also voted for Penguins, and I did see it, and I think that's the movie that most people saw.
It made the most money.
That made the
it
most
was
money.
Cute.
And I enjoyed March of the Penguins.
Because,
you know...
Let's face it.
Whatever, right?
Most Penguins are apolitical.
Sure.
From what I can tell.
Is that controversial? Because there were CGI shots in March of the Penguins.
Were there?
They combined, like, how many penguins were on screen at one time.
I'll tell you what,
digitally.
It is originally...
They did. No, it's absolutely true.
It was originally a French production, so I suppose the Academy could, you know, be voting for France in this case.
And Debbie, who's going to win the documentary? You say Enron?
I think it's probably going to be either Enron or I wrote down Murder Ball because they're in wheelchairs and, you know, how could they not win being
it's
in
so
wheelchairs?
True. You know, going back to Best Actor,
and it shows how like they're regular people too, with the same feelings and all this stuff.
Murder Ball was really good. It's about guys who play rugby in wheelchairs, and it was an interesting movie. It was fascinating, well done. It's probably the best one on the list.
Okay,
but there was nothing like Super Size Me this year. There was no like real.
There was nothing that people rallied.
There was
behind.
No real polemical kind of hipster documentary this year.
Fahrenheit 9/11.
I'm saying March of the Penguins.
Okay,
no Super Size Me and no Control Room. None of the movies I hated.
Well, Debbie, let's go to something you hate. Pick a category.
The first time a conservative makes a good documentary, you let me know.
Okay, I'll tell you category I would like to talk about.
Yeah,
and
go
this
ahead.
Is the one I was on Al Jazeera the other day talking about, and that is
you were on Al Jazeera. Hold on, whoa!
Wait a minute, all right?
Whoa! First
I didn't
of all,
tell you that
did they make you wear a burqa?
No,
because
I
would never
you,
do that. I would never come up
tell
that chain opponent.
For something that was shown as being so slick in Control Room,
yeah.
It's like a schlock Third World Republic network. I got to tell you, they are. First of all, I've only been late to a TV appearance once, a live appearance.
Podcast performances are something altogether
those
different.
Those don't count, apparently, because you were 30
well,
minutes late for this one.
If you missed the live shot,
yeah.
They'll never book you again.
True.
And plus, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was late.
That's all right.
But anyway, so if you missed. If you missed that, forget it.
Yeah.
So I've only been late to one ever, and that was because the driver they sent me was
You were
really
late to BET.
No, it was MSNBC.
Everyone's late at BET.
But I was late for this one, for Al Jazeera. It was the second time because And it was not live, but I was, but I knew it wasn't going to be live, but I was late because the exit I usually take was blocked off and I couldn't figure out how to get to the place because of the exit. So anyway, I came really late and they weren't even wondering where I was yet because they weren't ready for me yet.
What do you say on Al Jazeera, though? What was the topic?
Talking about the movie Paradise Now, which is nominated for foreign language.
So that's what we're going to discuss here?
Yeah, and see, here's the thing. I was supposed to be on with the producer from Amsterdam, the producer of this movie. And he's Palestinian, he lives in Amsterdam. And they kept saying, oh, we got to get in Amsterdam, we're having problems getting them in. Well, then they got them in, and I never heard the guy. Because basically what they did was they asked the questions, I gave the answers, and then after I was already off the air, this guy got to answer me back. How fair is that? That's all.
So now,
and then, wait, you okay. Got to hear this. Normally when you do live shots, or even taped ones over satellite, mm-hmm. they dial into the satellite.
Right.
Well, Al Jazeera lost me 4 times because they were using MCI calling cards to dial into the satellite, and their cards kept running out.
This is
funded by the royal family of Qatar, and they're using MCI calling cards that keep running out.
I can't believe they didn't use the singular wireless network, because that is apparently entirely run by Arabs if you've ever gone into a singular store. So I can't really imagine.
Those are Chaldeans usually, though.
Okay.
They're not the same. Okay, but now this. What is Paradise Now about, anyway, for those
of
you?
It's about Palestinian homicide bombers.
Okay.
And also, there's big controversy about the movie aside from what's in the movie, which is bad enough. But also, it's listed as Paradise Now Palestine. There is no country called Palestine. It just isn't such a thing. There's only Palestinian Authority. And Israel wants them to list it as Paradise Now.
Well, there's really
Palestinian
no country
Authority.
Called England. It's really the United Kingdom.
Well, so if they have a documentary from there, right. We'll say that.
But is it... Okay, so you're saying that is the country that it is representing, is the country of Palestine that doesn't exist.
Right.
Is it going to win or lose based on that, or what?
Well,
what
no, I think it's going to win for another reason. It already won the Golden Globes. It glorifies homicide bombers. You know, everybody in Hollywood loves homicide bombers, especially Islamic ones. They hate Jews, even though they all are Jews.
All right, hold on.
Okay, now wait a minute. What?
I got to say something.
Yeah. They hate themselves.
This argument always kills me. How can Hollywood hate Jews?
Self-hating leftist Jews.
Is that
Jews.
What it is?
They yeah. hate, right. they
so
hate themselves.
So Paradise Now is going to win.
And they feel guilt.
I distinctly heard it. He muttered under his breath, Jew.
Okay,
no,
okay,
I'm not. We were walking off the tennis court.
This is an example of the paranoia in the Jewish community. Yeah.
Wait, let me tell you one other thing about it. Okay, so they glorify these homicide bombers. Everything is one-sided. It's a whole long movie of Palestinian propaganda. And then the worst part of the movie is they have this cab driver who's talking about how Jews poison Palestinian water to destroy their sperm. Like, this is like the Protocols of the Elders of Zion kind of stuff. And they treat it like that's true. This movie is outrageous.
So Paradise Now will win, in your opinion.
But I want to win. Here's what I want to win. If there is any justice in Hollywood, and there is not, Joyeux Noël will win. That is an excellent, excellent movie. I love that movie. It is about World War I on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, where the Germans, the Scottish, and the French all put down their arms and celebrate together Christmas. The one thing I would say is I think the French made this movie to show us, oh, look, they could put down their arms and all get along. The problem is they were all Christians. I mean, it's not like Al-Qaeda is going to put down their homicide bombs against us on Ramadan, because they don't put down their homicide bombs against each other on Ramadan. It's not like we're all going to sing the Al-Qaeda songs with them.
So Joyeux Noël is some pussy shit. It's a pacifist
movie. It's
a great movie.
I'm protesting this category because the great Korean film by Chan-woo Park, Old Boy, is not in it.
Okay.
There were no Asian. There was no Pacific Rim representation. None of the great Asian. No. There was a.
So what's
going to
win? No one cares about this at all.
They can't represent everyone.
All right. We've moved on from film.
But what's going to win? Just tell what's foreign film.
I have
Tsotsi, the South African movie.
Okay, I don't know.
Now, you might say they love terrorist bombers, but I'll tell you what.
But they like blacks from Africa.
Underprivileged black people are always going to get the vote.
Okay, that's true.
South Africa will always get a vote.
I agree. I think there's two good arguments. I picked Sophie Scholl, The Final Days, and I don't know why, but it sounds like it's about the Holocaust. And
I heard
those
it was
always
good.
Win.
Yeah, I can't believe
you'd
say that it's self-hating Jews. Did Schindler's List not win everything?
Okay, Schindler's List, the guy who made it, now made Munich, saying that terrorists are good
made
and
War
people
of the
who
World,
kill them are evil.
So.
Yeah, that was another
and
bad
the
one.
And The Terminal, which was a pile of shit.
Okay, so let's move on. It's my turn to pick a category.
Okay, pick one.
I'm trying to pick one without any political slant, but boy, I don't think that's going to be possible.
Okay. Debbie and I are friends. We can argue. We can battle around, and then, you know. And then I can see somebody hit her. By the way, last time I saw you, your bumper was hanging off.
Yeah, guess what happened? I was on my way to a screening, and my bumper flew off. And now I don't know.
Because it was tied on.
It's a bumper cover.
Last time I saw her, your bumper.
It was a bumper cover.
She got in an accident.
I stole my bumper.
Her bumper was hanging off.
Bumper cover.
And the guy who hit your car.
Right.
Like, tied it on.
Yeah, he was from Old Boy. He was starring in
Old
Boy.
Was he? Some Chinese guy hit you?
Yeah, Japanese.
Asian guy. Who cares?
God.
It's all the same. All right, let me pick a category here.
But it was literally, I'm like, here you are, this big-time lawyer representing clients, athletes, and here you are with a bumper hanging off tied by a shoestring. That was just funny. It was just.
I didn't get around to fixing
it
yet.
That's the rapid life you live. You're on the move.
I just don't have time.
Well, I'm going to pick the next actor category. Supporting actor. Yeah. Matt Dillon in Crash will win this.
Really?
That's my prediction. George Clooney, Syriana, Paul Giamatti, Cinderella Man, Jake Gyllenhaal in that homo movie, and William Hurt in History of Violence. Matt Dillon will win because people like that movie Crash for whatever reason.
I know.
And it's not going to win anything
Oprah
else.
Because Oprah liked it.
So Matt Dillon will win. Plus, they figure it's a body of work.
I'll tell you
deal.
Why, because
Matt
Oprah
Dillon
had
wins.
A Crash moment when she tried to buy her purse at Hermes and they were already closed and she had a bitch fest about it.
I would say in this category that the safe bet would be the safe pick, if they were taking a pussy pick, would be Paul Giamatti.
Okay,
that's who I picked. I want him
because
I
they
like
passed
him.
Over Paul Giamatti before.
What did he got passed over?
They
for
have
Sideways?
Wine movie.
Yeah. I mean Paul Giamatti
Sideways.
Paul Giamatti with American Splendor. He could have gotten something for. So I think they might go with Paul Giamatti as a sentimental sort of.
Plus, his father
was Abart Giamatti, the baseball dude.
But I would love to see Clooney win just for the speech.
Oh,
I would
God.
Love to see. I just want to see this speech.
That guy
of
is just a smarmy piece of. I voted for Paul Giamatti, but I got to tell you something. What really bothers me about this category is everybody raving about William Hurt in A History of Violence. I thought he did the worst mob impersonation I've ever seen in
is
my
he
life.
In for like
I completely
five minutes.
Agree with you on that. And some people
terrible.
Love him, some people hate him. I loved the movie. I hated
him. Yeah, I
him
liked
in that.
The movie.
Cool
His
movie.
Part was terrible.
He was awful in it. Me and Debbie.
Great minds think alike.
Absolutely. So me and Debbie agree.
This
William Hurt sucked, but that is a good movie, History of Violence. Go around it.
Yeah.
And I picked Matt Dillon, so that's my pick.
Did you?
Matt Dillon. Corey, go ahead. What do you got there, brother?
My next category.
Let's try not to pick something too obscure. Get
all right, I'll go with something
about.
Big. I'll get something big. Let's go with leading actress. Why not?
Right.
We'll just jump into it.
What do you got?
Because, frankly, no one else cares about these categories. You're
exactly.
Right.
Go ahead. Come on.
And I'm going to go with Reese Witherspoon in this one. It's a pretty easy
Reese Witherspoon in Walk the Line.
Yeah.
That's what I.
Because she's cute, isn't she? She's adorable. Look at a little. I want to squeeze her.
Okay, yes. but I picked her too. But don't you think they're going to pick the transvestite?
No,
I don't. Because
I think they're going to pick Reese Witherspoon.
That
as well.
Movie's balls. I saw Transamerica, and
it's
was
horrible.
Unimpressed. Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of.
I never bought her as a guy. I mean, she's man faced. Let's not get. Let's not mince words. She does not have a Shane upon him like our like Debbie over here. She is a man-faced bitch. I mean, she's no Julia Roberts, who was great in Seabiscuit and did not get the best supporting actress.
She's the less attractive Desperate Housewife.
She's so nasty looking.
Right.
I mean,
yeah. Reese Witherspoon will win this. Felicity Huffman would probably have a shot. But other than that, it's going to be Reese Witherspoon because the rest of them suck. And
don't they just love giving Judi Dench shit, though? Don't
they
just
love nominating
Judi
Dench?
Just love
because she's dumb.
She's
Judy
a grand dame.
What movie is that? Mrs. Henderson presents?
No one knows what that is.
No one cared.
All right, so
it's Reese Witherspoon in a walk on that
actress.
One.
I think That's we all agree. Walk. Debbie, it's
okay.
your choice here.
I'm going to go with the exciting category, original song, because the pimp song with the tons of four-letter words about the N-words and the hoes.
Bitches and hoes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, and I have all of the lyrics are on my website, in case you're interested. They are.
I ain't got no motherfucker. Swap, fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
The song right here?
No, it's not. Oh, that's
I don't know. I never heard
that's
song.
Corey's personal playlist.
That's Chill's theme song.
But I'll tell you what. Even though I'm against transvestite and transsexual movies, I voted for Traveling Through.
You're against transvestites and transsexual movies.
Okay. I voted for Traveling Through. You know why? Because nothing would make my night more than to see Dolly Parton win an Oscar.
Oh, Dolly Parton is the
performer. She is the most anti-Hollywood person. They hate people like her from middle America.
She's not Hollywood. She's Dollywood.
She's Dollywood, right. Baby. Pigeon Forge.
And they would hate somebody like her to get an Oscar.
I went to Dollywood once.
It would just be the greatest injustice, which is exactly like
I like
I
Dolly Parton. I'd still bang Dolly Parton, even though she's, what, 63?
She's
63?
Holding up well for
I'd
an old
still
broad.
Bang her.
I will give her that.
So I voted for her, traveling through.
I think that the...
She wrote that song.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard to beat The Pimp in this game.
Yeah, I believe The Pimp song will win, because Eminem won, and I think that there's a
You don't think Dolly has a chance?
I don't know, but I don't think...
You're not understanding the liberal guilt of Hollywood. We must start reparations, and those reparations begin by making rappers as rich as we can, and that's what's going to happen here.
So
in this
case, does that mean Julia Roberts is going to say, "I love my life. It's hard out here for a pimp."
Yes, I do. What,
now, In the Deep from Crash is the nominated song.
Now you bring it up. Who's going to be the presenter in that category? What if they get like some old broad? Is that a
Judi Dench?
I want Ben Kingsley
and
to
the
do
winner
that.
Is,
wouldn't that be great?
And the winner is
It's hard out there for a pimp. And the Oscar goes to pimps and hoes.
Well, can't they just get like Puff Daddy or something like that?
Wouldn't be great. Michael Caine presents it. It's hard out there for a pimp.
All right, and
Cole Croggy.
All right, so original song.
So I like your. I don't know, though. I mean...
I like Dolly, and Dolly's been getting a lot of plugs for having written that song. And
Dolly got a lot of plugs on the road in 1973, I know that much. But I like Dolly as well, I'll give her that.
I like that Dolly like was banging like her assistant, who was like some 20-year-old kid, and then he sued her. Remember that story?
She did?
That came out a few years ago. I don't know whatever happened to that.
Dolly?
Is that so?
The guy sued Dolly for sexual harassment because she was making him bang her. Like, that is the most insane lawsuit. It must be thrown
I
right out
with this.
Of court.
I mean, any guy who sues over being forced into sex is real, unless it's with, you
know. What if they work for Merv Griffin, though?
Wow. I'm saying with a woman.
All right. I'm picking, I'm going to do a...
We're all over the place. This show's all over the map.
All right. I'm going to do, I'll do the screenplays together since those are both lame.
Adapted and original.
Adapted is going to be a Capote.
Okay.
I believe. And for screenplay original, I'm actually going out on a limb with The Squid and the Whale.
I think The Squid and the Whale was the best movie that got
although now
left
that I'm
off.
Looking, I'm like Brokeback Mountain.
I did not see Squid and the Whale, but I voted for best adapted screenplay, A History of Violence. I liked that movie, so
it was based on a graphic novel. It was a very cool movie.
It was a graphic novel?
Yes, it was.
It was considered a comic book, but yeah, it was a graphic novel. And I actually read that in the bookstore. I could read it that quickly.
Was the graphic novel graphic as the movie?
It was graphic, actually, and it was a little different as well. But
well, so I voted for that, and then I also voted for screenplay Matchpoint. You know why? Because I think that Hollywood people are idiots, and they were all raving about how Matchpoint was like Woody Allen's greatest, newest movie ever. It's different from anything he's ever done. When it was the exact same movie as Crimes and Misdemeanors, it was the same script, only it was in Long
it was
in England, instead of Long Island.
I agree with you. I think we even said that on the show, didn't we?
I was not a fan of Matchpoint.
We reviewed it on the show and said that Matchpoint was boring. And it was just Crimes and Misdemeanors, only not as good. So, yeah, we're completely in agreement. Although, I don't think it's going to win. I still think Squid and the Whale wins, but Matchpoint was not that good. Okay, wow.
Wow, we're blowing on through
here. No one wants to do supporting actress, and I know that already.
That's a tough one, man.
I'm going to take a shot at supporting actress here. Let me just read the nominees, because this is interesting. Amy Adams from Junebug, Catherine Keener in Capote, Frances McDormand in North Country, Rachel Weisz in The Constant Gardener, and Michelle Williams in Brokeback Mountain. I'm going with Catherine Keener in Capote. I know I'm picking a lot of Capote. And I'll tell you, it's between her and Frances McDormand, I think, because I think those two are sort of quirky.
Franny McDormand,
aren't that hot, who they want to recognize. That's my prediction.
You like that one?
Yes.
Now,
it's based on a real person, and that always helps.
Your best buddy, Tubby Ebert, he picked Amy Adams.
That's who I picked. Oh, no.
You picked Amy Adams?
I think almost no one saw
her. No one knows who she is.
Because I didn't see the movie, and I don't know who she is, so that's why I went for it.
I think she's hot.
I didn't want any other choices. And the one I most don't want to win is Rachel Weisz.
Why? Why don't you want her? She was good
I hated that movie. Ugh.
Well, she was good in that,
men are evil pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Well, I was looking at her boobs.
You know, I don't know if that movie really painted... I don't know if that really painted the African tribesmen as the most wonderful people on Earth either.
Well, I hated
thank
that.
God.
Well, either way, I hated that voice woman and her English accent. And I don't want her to win.
10,000 guys running around with AK-47s in that movie. I don't know if that was the best picture
of
Africa.
Isn't that a genre that you like to call white people get out of Africa?
Yeah.
Isn't that the genre that you like
to... No, I recommend that they do, frankly.
Plus, if you spell your name with a W, I hate when they pronounce it Vice.
Well, that's a German thing.
She's
what are you going to do?
She hates Germans. Who's your prediction, man? Because I said Catherine Keener. I said I thought that was...
She's supposed to be Jewish.
My prediction is that Michelle Williams is most likely to give me a boner, but I am going to go with... You know, this is always a category. They go oddball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say they're going to... You're right, Catherine Keener's safe. I'm going to go with Amy Adams. I'm going to really go crazy with this. You know why? This is a category where people can be swayed. And somebody like Ebert comes out and says, oh, you should vote for Amy Adams.
And then people are going
to... They go, oh, I don't want to look stupid. I'll vote for her.
What was the movie that Jessica Lange won for that nobody saw a few years? Was it Blue Sky?
Yeah.
And everyone said they had to vote for her for that, and like nobody saw it?
No, I know.
Is it one of those deals?
It was the same thing with whatever. They're all terrible. It started with A Trip to Bountiful.
A Trip to Bountiful.
Yeah. There's always, if some old British woman you've never heard of, some movie about she's got to ride a bus for 35 years till her uterus falls out, that's usually what wins Best Supporting Actress. Right? They're like, yeah.
So who's the best picture? Who's is that Frances McDormand then in North Country? Isn't she like a coal miner or something like that?
Sort of, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, they didn't give Charlize Theron a nod.
Yeah, but so. You know what? Now that all these people are dying in coal mines, I don't know.
They're going to reward coal miners.
Do you think they would actually give Charlize Theron twice?
Ugh.
She's not nominated.
Yes, she is.
Why does she get nominated for movies in which she looks Frances ugly McDormand. In the movies?
No, 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 for
stuff.
Leading actress.
Oh, though. For leading actress. Yeah, fuck all that. She has no shot.
I think Reese Witherspoon's got that locked up.
That's I think so too. Yeah, Theron, fuck all that. Okay.
They wouldn't give it to her twice because they love doing that too. They're also like...
Yeah, like that. Like
damn
that,
it. Everything Tom
face.
Hanks does, I just love it. I love me Tom
How
Hanks.
About the horse face girl that's getting divorced.
There are,
Hillary
which
Swank.
Really
Hillary
be all
Swank.
Of them.
There you go.
Hillary Horsey Swank.
Oh, God.
All right. So, Corey, I guess it could be your choice here. What do you want to
go I'm going to go into...
We're getting into some sort of arcane stuff.
I'm
going
to go
here,
into directing.
Directing, yeah.
What do you think about this category?
I think, yeah.
I think it's the one category that's going to...
You might as well do Best Picture in there, too, unless you have some reason.
Well, we'll go from directing to Best Picture.
Okay.
So I would say that this is the category that goes to... Ang Lee
in Brokeback Mountain.
You don't think that it's going to go to George Clooney?
No, I think
I make it stop. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, come on! That's actual dialogue from the film.
I have it unedited.
It's on the soundtrack CD. Yeah. All right, go ahead, Joe. Brokeback Mountain.
It is not.
It is too.
I'm going to say that I don't think Brokeback Mountain's going to win anything except this.
You don't think Good Night and Good Luck, George Clooney, is going to get this?
No.
As long as that terrorist
that
porn
movie,
Spielberg
okay.
doesn't win for Munich, I'm happy.
I liked Good Night and Good Luck until it got to the end and I realized there was no movie there.
It was an 80-minute recreation of
it
historical
was
events
and
there wasn't much movie there.
And then they got to the end of it and there was no movie.
There was absolutely no movie.
Because, yeah, but what did you want to have happen at the end?
Well, you know, the decision to have the archival footage instead of having an actor... I think really kind of hurt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't like that part with Lee Liberace where he said...
That was great. Where Liberace claimed not to be gay.
He was asking him about
does he want to have children soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that was funny, but it was not...
It was a pitch-perfect recreation of the time. I mean, not that I was around in the 50s, yeah. But I act like it sometimes. It had the tone and the pacing and the thing, and then you got to the end of the story. And like,
they canceled.
Okay, nothing.
They
happened.
Canceled the TV show, and that was the movie. That was the end of it.
Yeah,
all conflict resolved.
They had the whole storyline with Robert Downey that went nowhere.
Yeah, there was a whole B story that was went nowhere.
Oh, with him being married to that old woman,
Patricia Clarkson.
Yeah,
who cares?
Yeah, it was. It went nowhere.
And Good Night and Good Luck was overrated.
I think if they're going to give something for Clooney, they'll give him for acting so they can hear him talk. I don't think they're going to give him... They want a speech from Clooney.
So are you you're picking Brokeback?
I'd say if they want news about the Oscars, they want Clooney to get up there and give a speech.
I picked Goodnight because I think that's what's going to win. But I'm just glad that Steven Spielberg is not going to win because I hate him. His thing is for supporting terrorism.
Okay,
like
so that movie. Do you want to do movie too? While
How
we're
is
here?
The movie for supporting terrorism?
All right, we're gonna get into Munich. I have thoughts on Munich, but go ahead.
Okay,
Devin, you go ahead. Maybe we should take a break.
Should we take a break?
It's 4:40 minutes in.
We'll
take
a
break.
Little break.
Wow, that was 40 minutes.
Yeah, we did 40 fast minutes here.
Yeah, we did. We blew through it.
We'll let Debbie talk about Munich after the break. This is more of the Ruddles, and we'll come back and we're gonna yell about Munich because I kind of liked it.
We're going to fight. All right, coming back with you, show 57. We're doing our Oscar picks, but we're pretty much done with those. That was more of the Ruddles.
Well, no, we have the big category.
Well, we have the big best picture here, so let's do
we
that.
We were just hearing about the exciting Al Jazeera.
Yeah, we'll talk behind more about the that in a second, I think. But let's
back again
best
with
picture,
Debbie Schlussel.
Debbie Schlussel from Debbie Schlussel.
The Blonde Ambition
Politics.
Tour 2006 with Debbie Schlussel. Terrorism expert.
Debbie hating Hollywood.
Conservative commentator.
Debbie hates Hollywood.com. Is that still available?
Oh, that's a good idea. Check the,
hater of self-hating Jews.
Yeah, I mean, the movie Munich, you wanted to know what I didn't like about it.
Okay.
Okay, I wrote a review about it on my website. It's called Munich is brought to you by Abu Spielberg.
Okay.
And, okay, the whole message of the movie is, well, if you get the terrorists, if you go after them after they attacked you, then they'll attack you for attacking them for attacking you. So don't attack them. Just say, hey, 9/11 happened, Munich happened, but we can't go and get revenge or get justice because then they're going to take us back. And that's number one.
And you don't think that the last 40 years in Israel have not proven that out?
No, they haven't proven that because, in fact, none of the things that happened in the movie really happened in real life. They got most of the people that were responsible for the Munich thing that planned it, and they didn't have people going after them in return, the Mossad agents. That was all made up. That's number one. Number two, another message of the movie. Terrorists are like such cool, cultured people. They can speak Italian and recite poetry in the Arabian Nights in Italian. They go to gourmet bakeries and are really nice to the help there. They have cute little daughters that play fancy concertos on piano. They're just such charming, okay. charming people. Was it necessary?
I agree with you on every one of those points, yet I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was better because I thought the spy stuff was kind of good. I thought it was very sort of, had sort of a Cold War sort of thriller
wasn't
vibe.
Eric Bana was the lead that you were sympathizing with.
Yeah.
He wasn't a villain. He was the hero of the piece.
No, but
he's a Mossad agent.
The other guys were all sort of made to, I sort of see that. Yeah. I see your point, but yet I enjoyed the movie.
Not only, I mean, like, that whole thing with the Dutch woman on the houseboat, that didn't happen in real life. Just a lot of the stuff.
None of that stuff happened.
Also, the other thing is, like, they actually almost killed the girl, that little girl on the piano and all that. Okay, in real life, there was only, and there's all this collateral damage with people getting blown up in hotel rooms on their honeymoon. In real life, they only accidentally killed one man by accident. It was a case of mistaken identity, this Moroccan waiter in Norway. And in those days, how many Moroccan waiters would there be in Norway? Not many. But can I just say one other thing about me?
Go ahead. No, it's all right.
One other thing.
Normally you have comedians in here.
Yeah,
this is
a real change
of
pace.
This is a totally different
change. We had a black guy talking about the Olympics last week.
We had a guy call us crackers for a good 45 minutes. So this is fine.
They didn't show two sides. Like, they didn't show the Israeli athletes and their families and what happened to them. They didn't show any of that. And that is another reason I object to the movie, even though everything else about it was moral equivalents of the terrorists and the people they killed them. And I didn't like that.
You know, oddly enough, that was a problem I had with Goodnight and Good Luck, even though ultimately I was, I still am supportive of, you know, what happened. I do think McCarthy went way overboard and the vast majority of the things that they investigated didn't yield any fruit, but I didn't think that there was enough balance on the other. There was nothing. And you know what? Look, I'm a lifelong Democrat, and I ain't going to change this election either. But I'm not opposed to hearing the other side and giving the other side a voice. And in a movie like Good Night and Good Luck, they didn't. They just sat there and were like, "Well, here it is." And then they showed footage of McCarthy from the 50s as a raving lunatic.
With his 5 o'clock shadow.
So, yeah. All right. So good night. But the winner is going to be Brokeback Mountain. I'm just going to say it right
now.
You're going to go with
that? Yeah, because, I mean, who else are they going to give it to? They're not going to give it to Munich. Not enough people like that.
Thank God. I hope they don't give it to Munich.
Crash, they might give it to because, you know, whatever.
Because Oprah liked it and he had a crash moment at
and
MS.
Capote wasn't.
If only I could quit you, Joel.
Yeah, I wish you could. This isn't even the one with their.
I'm not kidding. Look.
Can I do two categories?
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, we're not done yet. We can be done with this, but go ahead.
I'm going to go the other way.
Okay, what are you going to say?
In Best Picture.
You're not picking Brokeback Mountain?
No, I think the sentiment is moving away from Brokeback Mountain a little bit.
I voted Goodnight.
I'm saying Crash will win.
Oh, look at this. We have three.
I voted Goodnight and Good Luck, and I'll tell you why. Because even though I agree with you, it wasn't balanced. I like it better than the other choices, number one. And number two, I thought it was, even though it was not balanced, it was I found it entertaining and interesting, and I liked just all together, like the style of the clothes, how they got it exactly right, the cinematography, the black and white, just everything. I mean,
it was a good movie, except that it was a little shallow.
Yeah. Totally. Good Night and Good Luck, I could have cared less about. I saw three. Yeah, that's goddamn. That's enough of that. I saw three of the five. I liked Munich the best, but I don't think it's going to win. Well, even though I liked it the best, I didn't even remember what I remember when I did my top five movies of 2005.
I'm glad Yes or If It's movie's not going to win.
I said Star Wars Episode III was the
you
best.
You sure
movie.
Did. I think I picked The Squid and the Whale.
Did you pick The Squid and the Whale?
Which did not get nominated for Best
Picture. And then I can't remember what else I
Jeff
said.
Jeff Daniels didn't get Best Actor.
I think I liked History of Violence.
They blew right over The Squid and the Whale, which is a really good
movie. I liked History of Violence.
So anyway.
Except for that mob part that was awful. But I have two categories I want to do together because they're kind of related. Costume design and makeup. And I'll tell you why. Because
that's faggot stuff. You want to call it by its name. Sorry. That's strictly for fags.
Yeah, and you're picking
Well, for costume design, I picked Memoirs of a Geisha. It was hard.
That was
the only thing I liked about it. It was the costumes were splendid, those kimonos and stuff. That was the only thing that was good about that movie. Even, as much as I like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory costumes, they weren't as good as the original Willy Wonka costumes.
We got to get some rickshaw clips because, you know.
Rickshaw?
We got to get some. Oh, yo! We got to get some horribly offensive
Japanese clips.
We can't talk about, you know.
Okay,
we need something like that.
Okay, and let me talk about makeup. I picked the Chronicles of Narnia, and I'll tell you why. Because you cannot. I know you want Star Wars Episode 3, but in my view, you cannot beat a movie that has centaurs, griffins, and fawns.
Yeah, but those the fawns look terrible. The Minotaur looked kind of cool.
Centaur.
The Centaur looked terrible.
You might not agree.
What's the difference between a Minotaur and a Centaur?
The Minotaur is a bull, and the Centaur is the half
Minotaurs
horse.
Were evil, and the Centaurs were on the good
the
side.
The Centaur was gay. Wasn't the Centaur gay in that?
I thought he was a little butch.
Really? He was all oiled up and muscular.
He was good looking.
I don't know. I'm done with the.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You can disagree with her politically, but I got to say I like Debbie because she gets real fired up about whether the Centaur looks cool. Just as much as whether the Palestinians are trying to destroy Israel.
Hey.
That's what I like in a woman.
It's important.
There's a lot of passion.
Like any movie that has people that are half human, half animal. It's always cool.
You know what?
I agree with that. I can't believe
Legend didn't win in 1987.
No. Lord of the Rings won everything. Aren't they done giving that kind
so,
of thing?
So, you want Star Wars episode
well, I don't know. I think I did vote for Star Wars because it's not nominated for anything else.
I'm going to tell you what. I think that everybody's predicting Brokeback's going to win.
Yeah.
For makeup?
No, for everything.
Yeah, but Brokeback is not in either of these categories, makeup or costume design.
Well, who cares about makeup or costume design?
I do.
Oh. All right. Are we done with everyone happy with their Oscar
friends?
Because I'll tell you why. For costume design, whoever wins is usually wearing something really weird on stage that's really cool. Like that woman that wore those like American Express
gown, or whatever it was. They always dress up
weird.
Wasn't
it like she was wearing like a credit card gown or something?
Yeah, it was all like
or money clips or something or money.
Strung together.
This is the womanly category. Joel, why don't you have a pick? Really?
For costumes?
I'm going to go with you. I think Memoirs of a Geisha.
I think Memoirs of a Geisha,
how hard is it to make a kimono? You know, like...
But they're beautiful kimonos.
Well, Pride and Prejudice.
And they had eight layers of
a kimono. Isn't there anybody with some kind of, you know, Pride and Prejudice, they're like, oh, look at the bumba shoots. You know, they throw on a corset and suddenly it's like, oh, look at this.
Yeah, who cares?
Walk the line. Johnny Cash wears black. What's hard about
that? No one ever sees a movie because of
the black
costumes.
Shirt out of the closet.
So who cares? All right, let's move on.
Okay.
Because Corey... What else we got to talk? We got a bunch of stuff to talk about.
Boy, don't we?
We haven't plugged anything.
You didn't like any of these movies. What would you have voted for this year? You saw a lot of films.
What was the best movie?
What would have been your winner?
I'll tell you the movies I picked as the best movies. Well, I can't remember all of them, but it's on my website. I picked Cinderella Man. I liked, I know what I really liked, which was that World War II movie about the Battle at Cabana Tuan, The Great Raid. I liked that movie.
Okay.
That was really good. I picked that as the best movie of the year.
Wow.
I liked Cinderella Man. And there was one other movie I liked, and I don't remember what
it
is.
Big Mama's House 2. No, that was 2006.
I didn't see
That's
it,
not available.
But I wouldn't
That's
have voted
not available.
For it. I don't know what else I picked, but I picked, excuse me, I picked those two I really liked.
Really?
Okay.
I'm voting for 2006 if I can do my early picks. She's the Man.
You like that one?
That's my personal
Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
So far for this year?
Give me right
year?
There. Yeah, I'm right there.
Okay, if I
that
can
hasn't
pick,
even come out yet,
if
I'm
I
already
can pick
you.
The worst movie of the year that hasn't come out yet, it would be that new Sarah Jessica Parker...
Failure to Launch.
Oh, my God.
With
Terry Bradshaw? Yeah, who wants to see Terry Bradshaw's ass? Oh, you can see his butt in the movie.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's gross. And his hole with, like, pot belly. Ew. Yeah. Terry Bradshaw naked. No, thank you.
I might have to skip that screening.
Okay, so Terry Bradshaw's butt no one wants to see.
No one wants to see it. I'm going to put a vote
I fell asleep in that movie.
This is going to be a banner year for shit movies because Uwe Boll is a name to remember.
Yeah, what is he?
He's already got Blood Rain out, and he's got like three more to go this year.
The
German phenomenon, Uwe Boll, who last
isn't
year...
Isn't he doing a take on Lord of the Rings? What's that movie?
Blood Rain. Well, there's Blood Rain's a vampire.
What's the movie? Is it like... It's not Dungeons & Dragons. What is it that's coming out?
I don't know.
It looks like Lord of the Rings, but it's not. No, but not, maybe that's not
Jumanji. Oh, that already was.
Right. Jumanji.
Oh,
2.
Urethra. Or Samantha.
Zathura. Zathura came and went.
Urethra. You know, I was walking by. There's a little Asian grocery store that's next to the bagel place I go to.
You saw Urethra Franklin there?
No. It's funny you should mention I did see a Motown star this week. Uh-huh. But This little baker, I don't know, this little grocery store, I can't identify which Asian nation it is. It's some kind of like maybe an island, some Indonesia or something. Sure. But I walk by and they got a sign for a product. It's a face cream called Placenta.
Oh.
Yeah, that's supposed to be, Placenta's supposed to be good for your hair and skin.
I'm just saying, you're not going to see that. Americans are not going to buy. They'd have to come up with like baby juice. I don't know, make some name up for
it. Yeah, they're not going to get a celebrity.
They're not
going to
call it Placenta. And it was just a sign for Placenta in the window. It was good.
All right.
So, speaking of Motown, though, the other day I was at a four-star hotel in the area doing a little interview with a guy.
Was it in the town? At the end of the town? Town's end?
It was in a place where you probably were seen on Al Jazeera, Dearborn. And for a lot of people probably caught you. And I'm walking in and I saw Stevie Wonder sitting in a car.
Steve Lynn Morris.
I saw Stevie Wonder, and I'm like, is that Stevie Wonder? And I waved, and he didn't recognize
me. Nothing. You got nothing back?
I got nothing back from
him. Damn.
Stevie, look over here.
So, Stevie, reach out to your fans a little bit. No, it's great. Stevie Wonder walked by, and it was
What's the story about Stevie Wonder where, like, a tree, like a log hit him in the face? Do you know that story? He was driving in a car, and, like a log went through, like, the windshield of the car. This is, like, in the 70s. Now, you guys don't know what I'm talking about?
Really?
Like, of all the guys, and, like,
hit him. And it didn't knock his sight
back in. No, it hit him in the eye. It was the craziest. No one knows what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know that one.
All right, that's an old story. Wow. That's an old rock and roll.
But anyway, right. If you want to see celebrities, hang out in a nice hotel. That's what I recommend.
That's your recommendation. Yeah. We saw the celebrities Super Bowl week.
Yeah, but
we
you get to
that.
See the celebrities when they have those press junkets anyway.
I do.
You haven't done a press junket.
They're not very entertaining.
The last guy I talked to was Josh Lucas, and let me tell you what a thrill that was.
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, that guy that was in the Glory Road movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who cares?
I don't like him. He's a bad actor.
Debbie hates everybody, really.
No, I mean,
frankly.
Come on. He's a bad actor.
He wasn't bad in that movie.
I don't hate everyone. I just don't like him.
You hate Roger Ebert? Do you want to go into that or not really?
I don't hate him, but...
He's on the... Well, actually, we don't want
Debbie's favorite actors, Tom Selleck...
No,
Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He was good in Magnum P.I.
Ronald Reagan has
like
to be
Arnold
your favorite of all time. Ronald Reagan.
Reagan's up there.
He was my favorite president. Now my favorite actor. My favorite actor.
I thought as he played the part of a president beautifully. I really thought he gave a great performance.
I like Cary Grant.
You could
I like Dennis Quaid
on Reagan.
I like who else? I liked Harrison Ford, but until I found out he was a draft dodger,
he had a bad knee.
He was a carpenter. He had to make some. He had some.
Well, you know what? Actors mostly are losers that were lucky. You know.
Harrison Ford flies helicopters.
I like
and saves
Frasier.
People.
What's the name of that guy? Kelsey Grammer.
You're a big fan of.
Really? Yeah.
The guy that does coke and flips a sports car.
Not anymore.
That guy you're a fan of.
No, not anymore. Now he's married to a Playboy bunny who has problems with her bowels.
Yeah, that's exactly great. That's the guy that.
Every other comedy show, we don't have any poop sounds, and it's terrible.
No, we don't have any.
I would hit the poop button right now. One travesty, by the way, in documentaries. Grizzly Man was not.
Grizzly Man needed to get nominated. That was a great
movie.
Grizzly
Man?
But I heard about it.
Grizzly Man is excellent.
That's about the guy who dresses up as a bear and fights with the bears.
Yeah. He didn't dress. No, you missed. You kind of got that wrong. No, he doesn't dress up as a bear.
Is that the guy in the chain uniform?
No, there is a movie where a guy builds a bear resistant suit and goes and wrestles bears.
But you know what? I looked at that movie and it turns out the guy never even, like, there's no bears in the movie. So it's great.
Okay, then what's Grizzly Man?
Grizzly Man is a guy who lives in a tent with these bears in Alaska in the wildest.
He spent like 10 years going up every summer. He'd go and spend.
And did they have a baby half bear, half human?
No, but his point was.
She'd be all over it.
That would be really cool. He was trying to save the bears. You know, Grizzly Man was.
But they would have to have the bear top and human legs. That would be more exciting than the other.
That would be the Chronicles of Narnia. Then you would have half bears.
Speaking of bear transformation, there's a movie out called Night Watch right now. It's a Russian movie.
Nechoy Draza or something.
Wow, no. Listen to you. This is
a fountain of information.
It's a movie. It was a big hit in Russia, and it's like the Russian Matrix. It's like this, like vampire.
Oh, it's like
Russian
the Matrix. Movie. I wish I would have seen it then.
It's kind of cool.
It's something notchery,
right? But they got good and evil, and they have a night watch and a day watch, and they keep. There's like a cold war between good and evil.
Oh, I wish I would have seen
it. And they're like cops, and the one guy is called Bear, and they're like, "Well, why do they call you Bear?" And he's like, "Well, I can turn into one."
And he turns into a bear?
Doesn't. And I'm like, here's my thing. Don't tickle my ass with a feather. If you tell me a guy can turn into a bear, I want to see show me the goddamn bear. So I got to wait for the sequel to watch.
Well, Debbie would enjoy Grizzly Man, though, because the guy is like this back to nature, like lefty. And then it turns out he's not really helping the bears and that he's just a nut.
And they eat them.
And the bear eats them. It's great. It, no, I would love it. You would love it.
I would like that.
It is the ultimate. It is like man.
Except,
do
they show him eating the guy?
No, but they have the coroner discusses like finding the body, and it's real gruesome. And it
because
good.
You know, like The Hills Have Eyes is coming out again. What's his name? Remade it. The guy that made Red Eye and that Freddy
Wes
Krueger.
Craven.
Wes Craven. Yeah. Okay, so Wes Craven remade that, and I'm afraid that it's going to be too gross for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe don't see
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't that today?
It was, but I got to the movie and they had canceled it.
Oh.
So they have to postpone it. They didn't get the print in yet.
So they're going to rescreen that?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go with you, Debbie, and
hold my hand? No, I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be okay. I like Wes Craven. I like Wes Craven. I just am afraid that it's like Red Eye wasn't very disgusting.
I'll tell you what. We'll go see, and if you're going to puke, just give me a signal.
I never have puked. I've never puked. What I'll do is I'll just cover my face and go, oh, my God.
I'll cover your face.
I got to tell you, the worst, most disgusting movie I've seen in the last year. Oh, that was the worst movie of the year.
It was called The First Wives Club.
No, that horrible Domino movie where they, I just couldn't take it.
Domino was pretty
good. Keira Knightley was sort of an assassin.
I was pissed that I was at that movie. They tricked me.
The most disgusting movie I saw last year was called Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Now, did you see Maeda's family
Benjamin
reunion?
They
didn't
This is this guy Tyler Perry.
Who
dresses up as a woman. I guess that's his big shtick.
They didn't screen it. He does this awful.
Yes, they did. They had a screening of that.
Okay, well,
I didn't go to it.
Okay, well, I was the other critics and I were. We were at Big Mama's house too, and we're sitting there waiting. You know,
then maybe they didn't have a screening. Maybe I'm wrong.
And then we discussed. We said, hey, how about if we have we do a column where you compare which big black tranny movie was the better one. Big Mama's House or Tyler Perry's.
Well, you know what? We had Chill on last week, and remember I told you that after he left, I goes, God damn it, I was going to find out what's the appeal of the Tyler Perry movie.
There are two Americas, folks. If you don't think there are two Americas, if you're a white
person,
then
you've never gone to the movies at the Star Southfield.
Exactly. And I've called for segregated movie theaters before.
We've done this. We've beat this topic to death on
But that's because I love black people, and I want to
know why. At some of these movies, and I'm not saying that it's ubiquitous to certain races or anything, because why do people like have their cell phone on? They answer it and start talking in a movie. Like, why are you at the movie then, dude? And then the other And then the other thing is, okay, they bring their kids that they had out of wedlock. Kenesha.
Well, you don't know that they had them out of wedlock.
Yeah, that's a stretch.
Little Kenesha. And little Kenesha and Tanisha are sitting there crying. They don't want to be there. And it's like, why did you bring them?
We should have had Chill on this week.
Okay, well, and then here's my other.
I will agree with that. I was in History of Violence when we both like, and a Friday night at 9 o'clock, and there were like, there was a black family with two kids in front of us, which was horrible. I also went to Munich. I told the story.
What are you people? On dope?
It might have been. And there were two blacks in the whole of Munich on like on a weeknight. And they were taking cell phone calls. And I'm like, what's going on?
It's like, why are you there then? And here's the other thing that bugs me, okay? If you're in a movie like Glory Road, and there's a special screening by the City of Highland Park Community Center in honor of the Bobby Joe Hill, the one guy that died that lived in Highland Park. Okay, and you're like one of two white people in the entire theater. It's not really fun when... Whenever they call white people crackers and honkies, all the people are like, "You said it, my brother. This, brother, brother." Okay, it's not very comfortable for you.
It's also not very comfortable to hang from a tree. That's also not very comfortable. Right. So, I think you know there's a long way to go in race relations in this country. But I think, honestly, and there's sort of a self-regulation in certain states. The Phoenix Bel Air is sort of a segregated theater.
I've never been there.
Because white people won't go.
I won't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no one.
But I'm going to say this right now, and we had last week we had an African-American guest, and we love Chill, and Chill's a good guy, a buddy of ours. But I will say this, even as a confirmed liberal, there are sometimes we are two Americas. John Edwards was right, although he was talking about economics.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You guys go see Diary of a Mad Black Woman or Madea's Family Reunion. Leave me out of it. I'll be good.
There's a rack of movies. If you go to like the Farmer Jack, like anywhere near the hood, there's a rack of those DVDs. Like he's got like 20 movies, and they're all
the
same.
A millionaire.
He's dressed as a woman in all of them.
And they're all dumb.
Yeah.
And they're a big hit. I don't get it.
Them.
Okay, it's like Martin Lawrence. Martin! He's so funny! Ha ha ha! I don't get why is Martin Lawrence or any of this stuff, or Girlfriends, that stupid show with Diana Ross's daughter?
There are massive cultural differences in this country. We need to try and come and understand and live peacefully together, but no one makes us think that white people don't go watch the Bollywood movies that they show. You know,
I don't.
There's a theater around here that's like, you know, they show, they show those, Indian movies, right?
Yeah.
No one cares because they recognize, first of all, no one speaks Hindi.
Right.
You know, I mean,
they're not translated or subtitled or anything.
They might be subtitled, but okay. They probably aren't because they're gone to by Indian audiences, right?
Those are the movies starring that Ashwari Rao or whatever.
Ashwari Rai.
The world's most beautiful woman.
Who your buddy Fats Ebert kept talking about?
She's so hot.
The most beautiful woman in the world.
Yeah.
Really, he doesn't think Oprah's the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, no, he married a woman who looks like Oprah.
He did. So, he's got.
Assuming Oprah had white hair.
I think Oprah's best friend Gail is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, I think Oprah thinks that too.
My best friend Gail.
Are you trying to insinuate something about Oprah? Do you want to come?
Oh,
out
I would never insinuate such a thing. I mean, all right. Stedman is no way a beard ever. I would never say that.
It's back on. Come on now, leave Oprah alone.
Leave Oprah alone. Leave Oprah and her money.
Oprah Winfrey
and her. Yeah, Oprah's really annoying now. Like, not that she's never not been annoying, but now she's like the miracle worker. It's like every show
she thinks she is.
It's queen for a day. She's always just giving away homes.
I'm
going
to reach out to my progressive and liberal friends out there. I think a lot of people are turning their backs on Bush, and evident because the approval polls that are coming in now, Cheney and Bush are, Cheney's hitting 29. Bush is hitting like 36.
Well, he hit Mr. Whittington and 29.
Right. But let's assume the country is 50-50, theoretically, which maybe not.
I think it's 50-50.
It's 48-51. If you get a poll number in the 20s, clearly some Republicans are turning their backs on you. So what I urge my liberal friends to do out there, turn your backs on certain liberals who are out of control, Oprah being one of them.
Okay. Amen.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You're going to get a better party if you just... Can we all agree Hillary Clinton's out of her fucking mind?
Yes.
I am a Democrat, and I'm not going
to
vote for Hillary
Clinton. Who do you want to be
the
next?
I guess you're not going to be voting because she's going to be the Democratic nominee.
By the way, they all thought, this is ridiculous. We're 29... How many months are we away? 24 months?
From what, the 08 election?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We're 2 years away.
2 years away.
Come on. They all were like, oh, Howard Dean is the... He will be the candidate... Come on, that doesn't shake out differently. You know, it'll shake out.
All right, Debbie, let me ask you: Cheney's leaving at the end of the midterm elections? Yes or no?
No, he's in there for the long.
He's in there till 08.
Don't you think
prediction.
It would be a wiser move for them to get him out?
You know what they said that before the 2004 elections, and Bush still won.
Really?
I mean, I know some people have that a weird Ohio theory, but he did win.
What if we gave Dick Cheney a shotgun and let him loose in South
Central? I got to tell you, actually like Dick Cheney better than George Bush. If Dick Cheney were president,
my God.
Okay.
I would be very happy.
Now we've gone into the...
Hold on, excuse me while I pass out in Fred Sanford style.
I wouldn't go hunting with him, but I'd be very happy.
This is the big one, honey. You like
Corey
Dick,
is not a Dick Cheney fan.
You like Dick Cheney more than Bush?
He's a real conservative, and Bush is a phony.
Bush is a nitwit, but I'd have a beer with a guy.
See, that's the thing. I don't want a president I could have a beer with. I want a guy that's serious, that wants to defeat radical Islam,
really? Like,
that's a conservative at heart, and that's what Dick Cheney is. It does bother me that he got 5 educational deferments. I don't like that. My father was in the Army during Vietnam. He was drafted. He went. Mm-hmm. So that part does bother
me.
So
the guy who was floating down the Mekong Delta getting shelled by the Kong, you know, he wasn't serious or sober or intelligent or wise.
No,
or,
I'm sure that person's very serious.
Yeah, you
know.
Oh, you mean like John Kerry, who would have been a better president any day?
Oh, give me a break. Right, you mean right. Mr. Teresa Heinz Ketchup Kerry?
What has his wife got to do with anything? Look,
everything to do with it.
First of all, no one liked Barbara Bush the elder, okay? Because that's a man. That's a man.
What
in
are you
dress.
Talking about? Right. Everyone liked her because she wasn't attractive, and women like women who are not attractive because they don't feel threatened by them. Why do you think Oprah became such a hit? Because at the beginning of the show and for many years thereafter, she was a giant blimp, and women didn't feel threatened by her.
I can't. You know, this is amazing. Here's a bold, outspoken, brash woman who hates on Teresa Heinz Kerry for having an opinion and a mind, but loves
A really weird accent and a foundation that gives money to Hezbollah.
Jonathan Winters was more effective woman in a dress when he played Grandma Fricker. Barbara Bush.
Nobody hates Barbara Bush.
Everybody hates
you
Barbara
hate
Bush.
Bush no and you way. Hate Cheney.
Barbara
hate
Bush said that you know her "Let Him Eat Cake" speech about Katrina.
Okay, yeah, that was
come
really
on.
Dumb.
That was stupid. I'm saying. Look, I'm agreeing. I think the tide is turning against.
Look,
even
everyone
even
in the Bush family
party.
Has to say something like that. I mean, when President Bush, the father, was president, he said, "Those are my grandchildren, the brown ones." Okay, they all have to say one comment like that. It's a requirement. It's
well,
a
listen,
rite of passage.
I think that Cheney will stay. I agree with that. I think Cheney will stay. I think if Hillary runs, she loses to almost anybody.
That's why I'm not in favor of Hillary.
Wait till
I can't
runs,
see.
I think
that'll
they
be
put
so
some.
Much fun.
They'll put any governor up there. Pataki or somebody. He's not dead yet, right?
No,
Pataki?
Well, the guy I'm actually worried about is Rudy Giuliani. That would be the one guy
I like Rudy, but the problem is he won't get the nomination because he is for gay rights and pro-choice, so he will not get it.
Yeah. I think that's how he could get the nomination because I think he would be acceptable.
But no, but you can't get a Republican nomination with that because the Christian right controls the Republican nomination. You have to be conservative to win the primary, like all the way
down
the line.
Let him keep getting kookier and keep...
I like Giuliani. I like the Christian right, but I also like Giuliani, and I vote for him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, here we have our first serious
political discussion.
I would be concerned with Giuliani because I think he's extraordinarily appealing, and he still can write. He can beat that 9/11 horse like nobody's business. Right, well, are we over?
No, we're not over time. But while we still have time, if
Amazing Race.
If anyone's
now we're
going to
recap the Amazing Race.
I want to talk about what's on our mailing list this week for anyone who wants to go to that. Speaking of movies,
yeah,
we did our jerk off home companion with our special guest Steve Sabo from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
and one of Corey's favorite movies of 2005. Baker's Dozen number 3 is up there.
Up there. It was a classic.
And it is our Ben-Hur of Jerk-Off Home Companions. It's about 45 minutes long.
It's the longest.
Debbie, this is our porno review, and you can feel free to listen. We'll gladly
add
you to the
mailing
list.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, my website, if you don't put quotes on it on Google, if you put it
And your website, again, is?
DebbieDoesPolitics.com.
Oh.
If you go on Google and you type in the two words porno and flick without quotation marks, my website is number one.
Why is
on
that?
On Google. Because I wrote a review of the movie Inside Deep Throat, which I thought was a really good review.
Okay.
And I wrote about how sad the people in it are and how pathetic they are.
It was a good movie.
And...
I like that movie a lot. I'm not disagreeing with you that the people in it
were
pathetic.
Like, they were talking about, like, how sad it is that today's porn stars don't know about the history of Deep Throat as if it's, like, they don't know about the founders of the United States. I mean, like, the two things
Well, that was
are,
the
like,
point of the movie, though. They were showing Gerald Damiano is this old
guy
playing bocce ball.
Sans belt.
Yeah. Oh, anyway.
With no money.
The point is, though, if you want to get inside Baker's Dozen number 3 where...
Yeah.
It's basically a woman with 13 guys. You can hear that review if you join our mailing list.
It's two women.
At CoreyandJoelRadio.com. But that's what happened. Is it was going to be a regular little 15-minute review, and then a second girl showed up, and then we watched the whole thing for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So if you want to hear that with Steve Sabo. And
they did throw us for a loop on that one.
In fact, if you didn't like this show, I'm sure you'll love that. It's everything this show was.
It really isn't.
So it's 45 extra minutes if
you
join the mailing
Debbie,
list.
If you want to stick around, we've got more films to review if you'd like to.
That's mighty all right.
We have some German films for you.
We did review German. Okay. That was our foreign film. We should do our own Oscar. Scott, why didn't we do that? They already have porn awards, but we can do those. We've reviewed enough movies on this show. Those are just in our mail, and we give a little something to people who sign up.
To the real degenerates out there.
To the real losers that sign up for that. They can hear that. And what else can we tell? We got
our
a big
super
show.
Fan, our super fan Niels will be upset with this show because it's all American actors.
Yeah, he goes, our biggest fan in Germany.
We have a fan in Germany.
The celebrity references. He's like, I don't know who anyone is.
Why do you listen to the show then?
Like, first of all, you have the internet. You can look up any of these stupid people in 2 seconds and find out who they are. And we talk about chicks that are hot, and then he can find out who they are, but he doesn't know.
Well, I'm going to talk about Franz Beckenbauer, the German soccer star, for a while.
No, you're not. We are going to talk about, we made this announcement. Did we make this announcement on the show? About our one-year anniversary is coming up, and we're doing a live
event. Sort of did.
Did we do it last week?
Well, let's officially announce it.
What do they call that, a podcast-iversary?
Yeah.
Well, hey, that's a good name for it.
Sure.
Rolls right off the tongue, Debbie.
The podcast diversary.
Just like your last name. But anyway, yeah. You know what my last name's a wreck, too. Anyway,
How about the both of you Americanize those names and make this a little easier on us?
I think Debbie and I should get married and we would have the worst hyphenated last name.
Why, what's your last name?
Fragomeni.
Oh my God, that would be terrible.
Debbie Schlüssel Fragomeni.
Oh, I like it. It really
That's what?
Listen to the mellifluous tones.
24, that's like every letter in the alphabet.
Oh God.
It's like every vowel.
I think it is every letter.
I think I have every vowel in my name except you.
That's like anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Really? So, but have you seen Lisa Loeb number one single, by the way?
I don't like Lisa Loeb. She annoys me. I hate those glasses. Take them off.
You're what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
That's Lisa Loeb.
She needs to get contacts. Her sister's and a real Jew,
isn't it, on the show?
Okay, first of all, that's my number one favorite show.
That's right. We haven't talked about our anniversary show.
Getting her a date.
Well, Debbie,
who
I'm
would
thinking though.
Date her?
But Debbie, what about that format for you?
Yeah. Well, can guys date you?
What about what about it? I like it.
Well, with the whole thing, Debbie, we've talked about you on the show. You've probably never listened, but for even going back to the early days of the
Joel
show,
Joel has wanted me to book you for months and months, and I said,
I don't know if she wants to come
do this fakakta show.
Well, we did it. We talked about movies. We haven't even gotten into her underpants, and we're almost out of time. So we're not even going to get to it. So it's good. It turned out well for you.
You wouldn't get to it even.
No, whatever. But my point.
I know that was fruitless because Stern talks about her underpants.
Okay, I understand that.
And he doesn't go anywhere with
it. But when I see you at the screening. And like Debbie
would be
there.
I always try to look my most shittiest.
No. First of all, you look lovely.
I don't need to dress up. Thanks.
Even now, even like you,
fresh from the gym.
Fresh from the gym.
Unfresh from the gym.
When Corey would walk in, you would light up. That's all I could say. That was my description of it.
I lit up.
Yeah.
I liked it. Debbie and I get along.
I always saw a little thing there, and Corey was Sans girlfriend.
Who's she going to talk to?
I don't know.
At those screenings. You see the other critics.
No, I know. And Corey's a great guy. Did Debbie get some Aero Bar? Would you want some Aero Bar?
No, thank you.
I have British candy.
It's okay.
Where did this come from?
Shoehorning it from Cost Plus World Market.
We used to have Toffee Fae on the show. We'd give that to everybody.
We have weird foreign
candy. Toffee Fae is too good for kids, but not too good for you.
Exactly. That's our
exactly.
We have our announcers.
And we can't find it now.
All right. But anyway, And I always thought that would be a good thing. And, like, let's have Debbie on the show. And he would go, yeah, I talked to Debbie the other day. And I'm like, why don't you invite her in? Wow. And he goes, I don't know. And then he never would. And I said, you should have Debbie in.
I don't like to exploit.
And look at how the two of you have come together. You agree on so many things. You have so much in common.
We sort of do.
No, you really don't. No. You have nothing in common. You have zero. You're completely polar opposites.
Whatever. I am a polar bear. I'm a big furry guy. No, but I'm really happy you came in and did the show today.
Thank you. You grew up in Hanukkah Woods, right?
I did.
On Huntington Woods.
I did. But a very Jewish neighborhood in
Detroit. Did you know the
guy
that's the opera singer at the Tigers games?
I didn't know him growing up, but I have met him. Because I met him at a party with like some other people I knew. He was friends of some other friends, and I've talked to Charlie.
The guy that sells hot dogs.
He's from there.
Yes.
Now, is that somebody you'd like to go out with, Charlie the hot dog guy?
No, I know him,
Oh, you know him, though?
Because he's like 25.
Well, what's wrong with that?
No, I think he's older than that, isn't he?
He's a little younger.
I think he's probably like 29 or 30, but no, I know him. I mean, I've met him at places. No, I was just curious because he's from Huntington Woods. You're from Huntington Woods. I don't know that many people that grew up in Huntington Woods.
Okay.
Well,
Joanne Marwell, that's all the person I know.
I did not. Kristen Bell from Veronica.
She's in Maxim.
You know
the Maxim.
Did you know her?
Go right underneath you there. It's
did
on the floor. It's under the thing. Right under the floor. Under the rug a little bit. Look. No, at the very bottom.
Corey, did you know her?
I did not know her.
She was younger than you.
Well, check her out, though. There's Kristen Bell and Maxim. I think she's 5'1". She's a little tiny thing.
Yeah.
She's like 23,
the people,
I think.
You know, the people I all know are all like musicians and stuff.
Kristen Bell from Veronica Mars.
I mean, you know.
So Corey's happy now. Corey has a girlfriend, and so he doesn't need a date.
Yeah.
So
I think that took the pressure off, and he actually invited you in. Yeah, Kristen Bell we want on the show, so make friends with her.
Did you know Joanne Marwell? Did you grow up with her?
You mean the teacher?
No, the teacher is her mother. The teacher was my teacher. How did you know about that?
Because I had
Marwell.
She's
a French
teacher.
Nobody sure knows these people.
We're talking about Berkeley High School.
Well, I didn't know we were still on the air, but
no,
sorry, International Podcast Landia.
We've got guys in Australia.
It's the podcast-averse.
Listening about the Jews in Huntington Woods. But but Corey, I think finally the pressure was off him to invite you in.
Oh, you know, because sexual tension was so high.
No, but I thought that you thought I was just going to give you shit, which I am a little bit now.
Well, I just didn't
know.
But
not as much as I
might
have.
I just didn't know if Debbie would want to waste her time coming and doing this fakakta show.
Did you waste your time?
I did it.
We had a lot more to get to.
We got to
talk about the Oscars.
Scratch the surface.
Fun. It was interesting.
I think your readers are going to love this on your blog.
I hope you give us a plug because that's what we need.
Political
fans wanting to listen to this.
They have you on these shows and Fox and Friends and all this crap. And which ones do you do? Have you done?
Yeah, I do Fox and Friends.
Have you done Brit Hume?
That I have not been on.
No. But they have you on these shows and they have you talk about whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But do they have you talk about pop culture kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I've heard you on Stern, and I've seen you talk about terrorism and stuff like that.
I talk about pop culture stuff all the time. Oh, okay. That's a big part of what I do.
I don't watch a lot of Fox, I'll be honest with you. It's like pulling
teeth
for me.
On my website, I've got a lot of pop culture stuff. Today, it will be mostly terrorism, but
yeah.
Usually, I have a lot of other stuff, too.
There will be
she's a woman
culture.
Of many talents.
Oh, and my that's girlfriend right. Wants you to know that she works for Caribou Coffee, and apparently they're run by Al-Qaeda
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, if your girlfriend
like that.
Was fed the company line, she's being lied to.
Okay,
because,
she doesn't know. She's working on that, though. So
10 seconds she's on the on that. United
States. They hired
Emirates.
A Jewish CEO to
they really,
lie.
They're covering up now?
To lie and cover up, okay, yeah, so and pay off Jewish communities.
Well, Einstein Bagel was founded in Denver, and what the hell is that about?
No, I have nothing against the Einstein. Einstein Brothers.
No, okay.
Einstein Brothers Bagel.
They absorbed a company called Noah's. There I see some Jews. But okay. Denver, no Jews.
No, but Einstein, they're going for Jews.
Einstein Brothers.
They're trying to make you think that it's Jews. That you don't want to go in.
I worked there for 6 months, like 10 years ago. So
yeah. Okay. Anyway, so my girlfriend works for Caribou Coffee, so if you have a problem with that.
How dare she? How dare she? How dare she?
How dare that bitch?
What's your problem with Caribou? They're
owned by the Taliban or something. Am I right about that?
It's owned by First Islamic Investment Bank that is a bunch of Saudi sheiks.
So is not like 70% of the world owned by Arabs or Japanese?
Well, the 70% of the world have the David Dukes of the Islamic World as their advisor that tells people to do homicide bombings against American soldiers in Iraq and Jews in Israel.
Wow.
Okay, so...
He has a guy that's tied to Al-Qaeda.
Does she need to quit in protest? Would that help? Could she make a big stink by doing that?
I mean, they could help. She should go to the enemy, which is better, and which is against terrorism, and that is Starbucks. And that's where I go.
She gets really good.
Starbucks is against terrorism.
They are, and they're being boycotted by the Muslims.
I'm
going to
tell you. I'm going to tell you something.
I've written about this.
If they suddenly found a macchiato mine in Jordan,
they found a bomb in the bathroom in San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if
Starbucks.
They were like, if they found coffee beans in Yemen, Starbucks would be shitting their pants trying to get those beans over here. So don't act like they're a corporation.
Oh, that's not true. They do the free trade coffee beans from South America.
That's my girlfriend and
the fair trade.
You know what? I will,
Debbie. Caribou does not do the fair trade.
Well, I'll tell you what. I might.
Joel, that's not very funny.
Oh, see, that's great.
There's his girlfriend right there.
I may have to break up with my girlfriend now that I know that I think
Joel, you are in so much trouble.
Yeah,
you can taste it.
Yeah, so I may.
You can taste the hate in the coffee.
I may have to dump her. If I dump her, then I'll be free to date Debbie. Think of that. That would be great, wouldn't it, Corey?
Wow.
Think of that. I could dump Kim, and I would make this great political stance.
Are you Jewish?
Well, my name's Joel, right? And I think I have a... We were questioning about this, too. What do you think? Now, I told you my last name.
I only date Jewish guys.
You only date Jewish guys.
And actually, I have somebody that I'm seeing now, and he's Jewish.
Oh, you're actually dating a Jewish man right now?
Oh, good for you.
That's right.
Well, I have Joel, and I do comedy, and I wear glasses as a tribute to Woody Allen. Sadly, I'm Italian.
You're wearing Lisa Loeb's kind of glasses.
No, I think these are more classic. These are more classic.
Don't they look like Lisa Loeb's
glasses? They do
glasses.
A little bit.
They're not like Lisa Loeb's glasses.
They're like Buddy Holly glasses.
No, they're a little, no.
Buddy Holly slash Lisa Loeb.
That's a good show, though. That,
so
that
I'm hot,
one
then. The number one single, Corey suggests that.
Fat Camp, go watch that. That's a great show.
Corey loves all the shows.
That's the best show.
We got to get out of here.
Okay.
March 23rd, goddammit.
Amazing Race is good this year.
Amazing Race is good. We got to talk. We'll talk about that.
That's always good. I love
you
that.
You love
show.
Amazing Race? We
Except
have
no families. I hate the families.
The families was horrible. Goddammit.
I called Joel so excited about Amazing Race. I was giddy like a schoolgirl about Amazing Race last night.
I like that show. It's fun.
Amazing Race was good.
It's nice, mindless, escapist entertainment.
I already hate the Glamazons. I already have people I'm rooting for and against. There's a nerd couple on there, and Joel and I were both talking about how in love we were with the nerd
girl.
You
love the nerd girl more than I, although she looks somewhat like...
Were they Jewish? It somehow ends up that the Jews are always the nerdy, geeky people that lose.
And that's true in life. And so,
I don't know that that's true.
On the very first Amazing Race, a Jewish couple did win, and they looked like models and everything. They were pretty and gorgeous and all that. But you didn't know they were Jewish. You had to read about it in a Jewish newspaper.
Who were the Jewish couple
I think the Olympics were just over, and
Sasha Cohen.
Israel went 0 for everything.
Irina Slutskaya.
Wasn't all of the American...
And Sasha Cohen.
Sasha Cohen.
But the American
and
ice skater.
What about
Sarah
Hughes?
Hughes is Jewish.
Okay, yeah.
And Kimmy Meisner must be Jewish.
I just said...
I don't know.
I was just goofing
German.
Israel doesn't have any athletes in the Winter Olympics.
Well, they all
Yeah, they
killed.
do. They did.
Really?
They had ice skaters. They had ice skaters and skiers.
Did they really?
Yeah, there was no Palestine Rafagate Tunnel Luge team or anything like that. And there was no, Ahmed bomb-making homicide bomber team or anything like that to blow up ice sculptures.
Well, I think in the Quran there's a specific prohibition against ice dancing. I think that's in there. I think
you have to cover up.
Yeah, you know what? I might be for the Quran now.
It would be hard to win ice dancing.
I might vote for the Quran.
It would be very hard.
All right.
Okay.
Well, March, can I plug the goddamn anniversary show?
Oh, sure. March 23rd.
You mother effer.
Our 1 year anniversary.
At the end of the show now. Okay. Should have done it earlier. March 23rd at Club Bart in Ferndale. We'll put all the information up on the website. And we will be.
I like Club Bart.
You go to Club Bart. I host the comedy show there every Thursday.
Good breakfast on Sunday.
You should come out.
Good breakfast on Sunday.
That's breakfast at night for me.
Good breakfast
for my
on
show.
Sunday.
We had great. We had black people fighting last week. Corey, did we not have black people fighting?
Yeah, we did.
And I got hit with an ashtray right in the arm, thrown.
We
on
had
stage.
Our Black History Month showcase.
Right there, I got hit. It was right there. And so anyway, March 23rd, we're going to be doing our 1 year anniversary live with lots of great comics. Jimmy Pardo coming out from L.A. He's the host of AMC.
Scheduled to appear.
Movies at our house.
Oh, they could always cancel, but scheduled
Jimmy
to appear.
Pardo will be there, and J. Chris Newberg, who
will soon be appearing on another television show.
He will
we
be
think.
Appearing on Last Comic Standing, probably coming up. He was
probably.
In the audition.
Well, we can't
he,
guarantee.
Anyway, he'll be there.
But you can see Debbie on Fox and Friends, so forget that. We have a TV star right here.
Al Jazeera.
Exactly. Get a dish and watch Al Jazeera.
And
when they're done with the 14 hours of like belly dancing and like the goofy like Benny Hill of the Arabic Benny Hill, their comedy, by the way, their comedy technology is about 30 years behind us at minimum.
Now Al Jazeera is just news though. They don't do the other stuff, do they?
Yeah, I mean, if
they
you count like Bin
shows.
Laden tapes and Zawahiri tapes,
and those are
Joe
fun.
Carroll tapes,
those are
beheading
wacky fun.
Tapes.
Yeah. That's good.
Joe Carroll dead or alive? What do you say?
I really don't care because, you know, if they let her live. Because I'm sorry, she's
care?
A leftist here, America hater.
Oh, okay.
And that's why they're probably
so
going to let
okay.
her live.
All right, okay.
That's why the letter.
Now
live.
You've done it.
Wow.
Now you've outraged our fans.
I got to say that. I got to boo-poo that one, too.
Okay, Scuba
she's
Steve.
She's
sorry.
American.
When the
send
Jordan,
your angry email.
When, I don't know. When the Jordan Times, the official government utensil of the government of Jordan, says our Jill and talks about how Jill didn't like America and Jill supports us and Jill's an Arab fan and all this stuff. Then I say, Jill, I'd rather Nick Berg lived.
Wow. Wow.
Well, I say keep Jill alive because she's cute.
Yeah, well, they're going to keep
and
her
that's
alive.
That's my thing.
They're going to keep her alive. Then
and
Katie Holmes
her.
Is going to play her in the
let
movie.
Let her free.
And she's going to hate America and talk about how great her captors were letting her wear that ugly outfit.
It's true the Arabs are scum, but I am a fan of Mr. Kebab, the place up here in Berkeley that has really good hummus and kebabs. So I want to
wrap this up finally.
Yeah.
Debbie, thank you very much for coming in, Debbie Schlesinger.
Give it up for Debbie! Yeah!
DebbieDoesPolitics.com.
DebbieDoesPolitics.com. Check her out. She'll be all over everywhere.
She's on
she
this
really
show.
Is. This is a big time booking.
CoreyandJoelRadio.com is ours. Go to
and
the forum.
You'll see her at the Hills Have Eyes screenings with her new boyfriend who will
arm
be
in arm.
Anonymous.
What does the boyfriend
Mr.
do?
Mr.
X. You don't know you
he will have the gold plated yarmulke
say.
On.
What do you mean you can't say? Is he a famous guy?
It's Matisse Yahu.
He just don't want to.
Hasidic reggae superstar.
You don't want to say who he is or what he does?
No, my private life is private.
Well,
she is.
It's our show. It's practically private.
She's a woman of mystery. Yeah, no one's going to know about this. So anyway, thank you so much.
Two guys in Germany.
Two guys in Perth, Australia will know.
Exactly.
Play
Yellowknife Canada.
Let's get out of here.
Here it is, the Ruddles.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcast Alley, you stupid. Kid listener. That's stupid. Our listeners are great.
Don't hate on them.
I love our listeners.
Debbie, everybody. Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks. That was fun.
Time goes by, as we all know, naturally. People come and people go naturally. Let's be natural.